This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, telling you what you need to hear rather than what it is that you may want to hear. Today we're going to be talking about treasonous Biden wants you to believe him now, right? For those that have taken the time, I seen it this morning, actually, but it was a address to the nation by an individual that has committed the act of treason against we the people, and he wants you to believe him today. He wants you to now believe him and believe and trust in government. Verbatim is what he said, friends. Keep in mind, this is the same government that has sanctioned the murder of over 60 million babies. Folks, they can't get any lower than what they've already done. And I'm telling you what, if this is what the American people submit to, you know, take it how you want to take it, but common sense comes into play, you deserve exactly what you get, America. And this is what you get. A Joe Biden, a treasonous Joe Biden working on the behalf. He sounds more like a salesman for big pharma than he does anything else. We're going to be playing that out in its duration. And I'm going to have Tim Brown, sonsoflibertyradio.com, morning show on with me today. Also, Sons of Liberty Media senior editor with me in just a couple minutes. And we're going to play the audio video for you. And then we're going to commentate through. If you want to call in, you can do that as well. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if you want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, let's get this out of the way. Go over and check it out. Subscribe. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. 13 to 15 articles. If you look to the right, you will find our social media platforms. We'll always be there. Subscribe. sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're up on the front page there. Click onto it. Join us on the social media platform that's available. If you want to book us, now is the time to do that. That is on sonsoflibertyradio.com. And, folks, now is the time to do that. That number is 1-866-233-0747. It's not time to relax. It's not time to grow weary, though many of us are, friends. It's time for us to be quickened by the Holy Ghost and get busy as we pray and ask the Lord to continuously order our steps and establish our thoughts, because keep in mind, he's also the one that said that if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. And that's exactly what we intend to see here, friends, on the behalf of our posterity. So with that said, friends, if you want to call in at any time, you can do that. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Again, 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 4:12, John 14, verse 6. The list goes on. And the Bible is the rock upon which this republic rests. And I am just absolutely amazed at the amount of ignorance taking place in this country that don't know where they came from. Well, that's what we're doing here today, friends. If you don't know where you came from, you don't know know where you're going. And we mean to educate the people, because Hosea 4:6 tells us that people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Speaking of destruction because of the lack of knowledge, I got a question for the American people. Why do we have a Feinstein as a representative? I remember seeing her sometime back, years back, and the first time I looked at her, the first thing that I thought of was the same countenance of those that were being charged or incarcerated during the Nuremberg trials back in May of 1945. Same exact countenance. Isn't it interesting, friends, that Feinstein promises assault weapons ban hours after House passes background check bill? Can I ask you a question, friends? Can I ask you a simple question? Where are they getting the delegated authority to do this? Because we know all the well they're not working for we the people anymore. Okay? And we've known this for decades in this country. Why is Feinstein there? Why is she given a free hand to go ahead and assail the American people and their God-given rights? Once again. Well, I want to just set the record straight. Okay? The record that I want to set straight is the Second Amendment. Folks, there is, during the preamble of the Second Amendment, where it tells us that the Bill of Rights was added during the time of the adopting of the U.S. Constitution. And during that time, friends, we were told by our forefathers who established the Second Amendment, right, in case of government going bad the way it is today. And they said that during the adopting of the Constitution, the express desire, in order to prevent misconstruction, the likes of a Feinstein and others, or abuse of its misinterpretation powers, that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added, okay? And as extending the ground of public confidence in the government will best ensure the beneficent ends of its institution. Well, when I read it, the Bill of Rights, namely the Second Amendment, it's pretty clear, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right that comes from God, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It shall not be violated. It shall not be set up to destroy or to hinder exactly what these criminals, these outlaws that are under the guise of playing the representatives to the American people are in fact attempting to do today. Here's my resolve to all of this. No. No. I want to tell you why. Because they don't have authority in doing any of what they're doing today. None whatsoever. She promises, Feinstein does, she promises assault weapons ban. Okay? Again, the question that needs to be begged here by everyone listening to me right now, where did she derive that delegated authority from the American people? She never has. So, 330 million people need to stand up right now and peruse the U.S. Constitution and look to Article 2, Section 4, and remove her. By the way, it looks like Mr. Gavin Newsom's on his way outside the door. Doesn't that seem to be the case, friends? He's growing rather desperate, and look what he's doing on the way out. Folks, that's why they needed to be prosecuted in the process of just recalling or voting them out. They need to be prosecuted for their crimes against we the people, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Now, I want to tell you why this is going on. When you read Amos 2, chapter 4, verse 4, chapter 2, verse 4, it says, because they have despised the law of the Lord, the people, and have not kept his commandments, and their lies, the American people, have caused them to err, after which their fathers have walked. Okay? So if we see from heaven what the problem is and the means to correct it, let's take the instruction, 2 Timothy 3:16, and begin to do what the Lord has commanded us in righting the wrongs in hopes of giving us a future and a hope. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I have Tim Brown, senior editor from the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, joining me today. Also does a morning show. Eastern time, is that 6 a.m.? Is that what time that is, your time, Tim?
Yeah, and it's 8 a.m. on Saturdays.
Okay, cool. Now, how long are you on for Saturdays? I should know this.
Well, it's for an hour, but usually we run over because, Kate and Dr. Corbett give a lot of information on Saturdays.
Yeah, and I bet it has nothing to do with you, does it, Tim?
Well, that might be, I like doing it because I learn right along with everybody else.
Amen. Hey, if we ever go beyond that, we're done right there.
That's right.
So
right.
With that said, what we're going to do, Tim, is we're going to cover the full speech of President Biden. He's not my president, just for the record. Okay. They can call him whatever they want to call him. But Biden's COVID-19 address to the nation. And then what I want to do is if you have something that you want to insert, during his speech, I just want you to go ahead and start piping up. And then what I'll have is I'll have Judah pull it down just a little bit, but I'm going to keep the film going just for the sake of the fact that it's 24 minutes long. So let's go ahead and just kick that off really quick, friends. This is Joe Biden. And by the way, let me tee this up really quick. Treasonous Biden, right? Article 3, Section 3, wants you to believe him now in taking the vaccination, okay? I mean, if they could have picked one person not to do this, they've done it and put that up against 1 Kings 13:33. But now, here we are, and I want you to go ahead. If you're on social media platforms, you can watch this. If not, 136 cities, you can begin to hear it through your audio even now.
Tonight, I'd like to talk to you about where we are as we mark 1 year since everything stopped. Because of this pandemic.
Can we turn that up a bit?
A year ago, we were hit with a virus that was met with silence. It spread unchecked. Denials for days, weeks, then months. That led to more deaths, more infections, more stress, and more loneliness.
Okay, so he's playing the emotions of the American people.
Those videos from 2019 feel like they were taken in another era.
Look at he's in empty suit.
the last birthday with friends, the last holiday with extended family.
Yep. Listen to what he's saying.
It's different for everyone.
Can we just go ahead and pause that right now? Pause that. Keep in mind the destruction of businesses in America were committed against the American people by unconstitutional edicts coming from the very people that now want to give you the remedy. Tim, you want to add anything to that?
Well, they've never isolated this virus. That's the first thing. So the whole thing has been sort of for lack of a better term, it's been a fraud. The CDC said that. The Chinese CDC said it. The Canadian CDC said it. We've got other people trying to get samples, which the CDC says they'll give, and they won't give. So
that's right.
Everything that Joe Biden is telling you, just remember, it was only 14 days to flatten the curve, guys. Now he's marking a year. And you'll see the double play, the WWE that goes on, because let me remind people, Joe Biden was the guy saying, I trust vaccines, and I trust scientists, but I don't trust Trump. Well, wait a minute. Trump was the one pushing all this fake science and these operating systems and medical devices to shoot into people. Now he's just picking up the ball. It's the same ball that
That's
Trump
right.
started. So. If you're still following Trump thinking he's the good guy, he's the good cop. And Joe Biden's the bad cop. And Trump started rolling the ball, and Biden is just picking up and run with it. And they're playing like they're against one another when really they're pushing in the same direction is what they're
Well,
doing.
Just like Jesse Ventura said, he said politics and pro wrestling are identical. And
yep.
This is the system of government that's divided because the American people, again, don't even know their form of government. And then, we hear about our democracy. And by the way, Treasonous Joe will talk about our democracy, which, in fact, we're not a democracy. And you look at newsreels coming from conservatives that are parodying nothing but these fools that are put up to be leaders of the nation when, in fact, we don't have leaders in this country. We have a representative government. And if we do have a leader, his name is Jesus Christ, who established his law, the Mosaic Institution, through, again, common law. So with that said, of course, and I got to be honest with you, Tim, I'm a little surprised that they would have picked a guy like this to do their biddings for him. I mean, this guy's doing nothing but playing the emotions of the American people from the very offset and talking about all the bad things that have happened to the American people. Well, American people, I have a question for you. Who gave the unconstitutional edicts? Who's the one that told you can't see your mom or your dad in the old folks' home? Who's the one that told you have to shut down your businesses? So everything he's equating to bad news, keep in mind, they were the ones that initiated the bad news. They were the ones that initiated the destruction of businesses in America. So don't forget what's going on here and consider the source every step of the way, friends. Go ahead and kick that off again, Judah.
Of suffering, a collective sacrifice, a year filled with the loss of life and the loss of living for all of us. But in the loss, we saw how much there was to gain.
Turn it up.
And appreciation,
GCN.
Respect, and gratitude. Finding light in the darkness is a very American thing to do.
Uh-huh.
In fact, it may be the most American thing.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we've done.
He's in slow motion.
Essential workers risking their lives, sometimes
the light,
losing
the darkness,
them.
That's exactly why Save we're shining the light
others.
On these cockroaches.
Research.
That's right. That's exactly right. And again, it's the light they hate. But keep in mind, Satan transforms his ministers into the angel of light. And the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 11, 14, and 15 that we're to judge them by their fruit. And if we judge them by their fruit, again, consider the source. We got Judas betraying the truth every step of the way because he's working for what? 30 pieces of silver. And here we are. Go on, Judah.
Which is in sciences, racing for a vaccine. And so many of you, as Hemingway wrote, being strong in all the broken places.
No, you're not strong.
I know
you're
it's been hard.
Following this guy.
I truly know. As I've told you before, I carry a card in my pocket with the number of Americans who have died from COVID to date. It's on the back of my schedule. As of now, total deaths in America, 527,726.
Liar.
That's more debt.
Yep. Hang on a second, Tim. I was going to get to that. Go ahead, shut that down. Folks, you need to understand something. I called and talked to the highest position in government in my county just this morning after I seen this. And I told him, I said, listen, if this is not stopped now, you can rest assured it's going to get real, real quick. And just wait, it gets worse and worse. The assailing of the American people by this said government, which is foreign to the American government, is second to none. But when I was talking to him this morning, it's interesting because we know that this is all lies. We know that in Florida, for example, there was 333 labs that were testing people in Florida alone, and every single test that came back was 100% positive. Okay, so it's all fabricated. We know that from Senator Scott Jensen in Minnesota here, that the death record were being propped up every step of the way. No matter how they died, they wanted them to report them as COVID deaths. Okay? What we do know is more people are dying from COVID vaccinations than from COVID itself. And what's important here, friends, everything they're doing, everything they're saying is predicated and premised on a lie in hopes that you will believe what they're telling you. This is for any dictatorship. This is how they get away with what they get away with. There's no truth in these people, John 8:44. But what he told me this morning, Tim, listeners, it's interesting, he said, that the media keeps talking about, because he's teeing this up to try to get everybody to go get a vaccination, and they're having a major problem with it because the military's rejecting it, frontline workers are rejecting it, people all across the country are rejecting it, but they don't want you to know any of that information that we're giving to you 6 and 7 days a week here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Friends, there's 140,000 people in the county that I live in. Do the math. Okay. The media is telling the people in the state of Minnesota alone that 70% of the elderly in the state have taken their vaccination. Not true at all. I was told this morning that there's 140,000 people in the county in which I live, and he had exact records, and he had shared with me that only 5,400 people have actually received the vaccination. What is that, 3-4%? Not 70%, but this is exactly what they do and how they play it. Tim, you want to add to that?
Yeah, it's a marketing scheme. If anybody watches that video with Biden, what you're going to see is a guy who looks like all he's trying to do is get the award for greatest salesman for a big pharma out there. That's what he's doing. He's pimping out the vaccine, which is experimental. And if it goes to pushing it on people, it violates the Nuremberg Code. He's no better than the guys in Germany who are doing what they were doing.
Well, they're doing, interestingly enough that you would say that, because it's exactly what they did, is they had 80 million people in Germany believing that the Jews, gypsies, and dissidents were a diseased people. How do you think those 80 million people were so willingly turning on that small percentage of people that were...
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is celebrating the passage of the coronavirus stimulus package today in a Rose Garden event. President Biden and Vice President Harris are meeting with congressional Democratic leaders who played a key role in getting the bill to Biden's desk. House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, no fan of the bill.
It is the largest single spending bill in history. And the only bipartisan vote was the vote against the bill. Not one Republican voted for it. The question is why. This isn't a relief bill. It's pretty much a payoff for Pelosi's political allies. And it will be the American people paying the bill.
Denver may get hit with one of the biggest snowstorms ever there. The massive storm could bring up to 3 feet of snow and high winds to the mile-high city. It's currently forecast to reach the Central Rockies Saturday night and go into Sunday. This is USA Radio News. A Florida police officer is being hailed a hero after his actions this week.
A Florida police officer made the ultimate sacrifice to save others this week. Tampa Police report Master Patrol Officer Jesse Mattson purposely veered his patrol car into a wrong-way driver from Colorado Tuesday night along I-275 to protect everyone else on the highway. Colleague Detective Rachel Kolnick tells ABC Action News Jesse Mattson would always have your back.
Think about that he left his wife and kids to protect a complete stranger or strangers. That's just who he was. That's what he would do. And he would have done it for any of us as well.
The wrong-way driver was identified as 25-year-old Daniel Joshua Montague from Golden, Colorado. Police say Montague was driving more than 100 miles per hour. Both Mattson and Montague died at the scene. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Oil industry analysts say $4 a gasoline could be a reality for parts of the country this summer. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. We're listening to a speech by Trader Joe. And his COVID-19 address to the nation. I was going to say right during the last break there, Tim, it's interesting. I have Tim Brown, Sons of Liberty Media, senior editor and Sons of Liberty Radio Morning Show on with me right now. And we're just going over this fraud and this propaganda that they mean to inundate the people with all the more coming through from none other than Joe Biden himself. It's unthinkable, but they're doing it. Again, as I said during the first break, go ahead, or the segment, put it up against First Kings 13:33. It's interesting that we know that four companies, and by the way, he's going to name some of them in just a couple minutes here. It's interesting that four of the companies that make 72 vaccinations for children, this coming from RFK Jr., all four of those companies were actually prosecuted as felons for their crimes against the people. And here we are, and we're getting a little ahead of the game, but I think the point is being made that, friends, every step of the way that we're being lied to. And, Tim, one of the last things that we just highlighted right before the end of the last segment there was him fabricating these death numbers again. We know they're fabricated, and we know that more people are dying from the vaccination than they are from the said virus itself. Do you have anything that you want to say about that?
Not about that, but during the break, when you hear this guy, Kevin McCarthy, you know, he's leading over there in the House, for him to say, oh, none of this money is going to his relief. Well, none of it's supposed to go. That's the first thing. All of it's unconstitutional. They're not supposed to be giving people money for anything like that. They have specific things they can write law on, which is things they can spend money on. But this is the same guy that got behind Trump to do it. For trillions of dollars more,
that
was going to corporations, to banks, to big businesses,
Tim,
all that other stuff.
Have you ever seen the farce this whole setup of divide and conquer, have you ever seen them agreed in such a fashion that the way that they are today, both the Republicans and the said Democrats, walking around pretending, wearing masks, going along with Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates? I think it should tell everybody right then and there as to who they're working for. And the American people, many of them still haven't come to that realization yet.
Well, and that's sort of what I'm getting at. I'm trying to get people to see what we mean by the WWE, because these are the same guys that had no problem with signing off something that was $6.5 trillion with Trump the first time around, then another round later on in his presidency, and they had no problem sending that through, and then they want to argue with, when the Democrats get power, they want to argue with them like they're really fighting for the people. No, they're not. They're both going down the same road. They're just taking the people, and the people think that when it comes election time, oh, we got to get that red wave in there.
Yeah.
And you're just like, really? These are the same people doing the same thing the blue wave is doing.
Yeah, you can't fix stupid, man. And that's really what it comes down to. And it's what's scary about it is these people actually think they're right about what they're telling other people. And in fact, they're not. And I was going to say this too, Tim, a week and a half before Donald Trump left office, I guess this is how you make America great again. We know that he brought the deficit that he promised to eradicate deeper to $8.3 trillion. But when he left office, a week and a half prior to that, he signed off on a bill called the COVID relief bill. And it was interesting to note that a majority of that bill, because very little of it had to do, like the second one, had to do with the actuality of COVID in any sense of the word. We know that that bill was redistribution of our wealth to other countries throughout the world. We also know that $3.5 billion of that bill that Donald Trump signed actually supported Bill and Melinda Gates' organization called Gavi to continue pushing forward as to what we're dealing with Biden on today.
Yep. Well, one thing before you start the clip, when Biden says, oh, we're sacrificing, oh, we were down, now we can return to, well, as far as I'm concerned, I've been normal the whole year.
That's right.
It really hasn't impacted me. And when somebody tried to make me walk out a different door than the other one, like, I don't know, their mysterious alleged virus is not at that entrance versus another entrance, which nobody was even coming in. I just looked at him and I said, you little Nazis, I'm not going to do it. And I called him out in front of everybody there. And my son looked at me and he goes, what are these people doing? And the further along we went, the more he's learned, he's seen that you have to stand against that, because these people will blindly follow whatever they're told.
Yeah, and these people are the ones calling people like me, holding to the Constitution, namely the firstly the Word of God. These are the people calling us Nazis, but do keep in mind, friends, Nazis such as the propaganda minister under Adolf Hitler, Joseph Goebbels, is the one that said, accuse the other side of what you're guilty of. And that goes right in perfect line with Revelation 12:10, and here we are. One more point before I start this up, and I need to start it really quick here. Also keep in mind that 91% of this bill that they're praising right now had nothing to do with COVID-19. Nothing to do with COVID-19. It had everything in the world to do with them pushing forward a radical agenda. And here are the American people sitting down again, believing that now that the Democrats are in power, Tim, they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. And then when the Republicans are in power, they can do what they want to do. I can't find that in the Constitution, can you?
Nope. They're both limited. And that's the problem that, you know, our forefathers warned us about a two-party system, and they called it, you know, John Adams called it a great evil.
Yep.
And this is what disturbs me when people say, oh, we need to vote for the lesser of two evils. Well, you're still voting evil, and then what you do is you try to justify the evil that you're supporting and say, well, it's not as bad as the other guys. Well, I don't know. Yeah. Do you want to get shot in the head, or do you want to get eaten by an alligator? Which one's worse? Both of them end up dead. One of them just a long term. It's going to take longer to do.
And what should scare people is the ones that they love most. They're probably ones that are just like them. And those are the very sins that we need to repent before God of. Acts 20,
That's
verse
right.
21. So, and read Matthew 3:2. I'm going to keep going on here. Go ahead and kick that off. This is a speech by Trader Joe.
And then World War I, World War II, the Vietnam War, and 9/11 combined.
He's desecrating the memories of our veterans, friends.
Wives, sons, and daughters,
It's trampling under the foot the blood of those that sacrificed themselves to give us the freedoms that we have. They were our veterans, and I'm going to keep talking, keep it going. Our veterans fought against the likes of what you're tolerating today, America. I want you to understand what's going on here.
To natural causes. By cruel fate of
action. He's pushing nothing but fear to corral you into taking vaccinations at this point.
They too leave behind loved ones who are hurting badly.
Who's killing their loved ones?
You know, you've often heard me say before, I talked about the longest walk any parent can make.
He's really a sick reprobate is what he is, Tim.
Yep.
To say, I'm sorry, I lost my job. I can't be here anymore.
Oh,
like my dad told me when he lost his job in Scranton. So many of you have had to make that same walk.
This is the same guy that had to withdraw from the presidency back in 1988 for plagiarism, and he was busted lying continuously, for the record.
A loss of control. Maybe worst of all, a loss of control.
This sickens me.
Watching a generation of children who may be set back up to a year or more.
Yep. Who did that?
Not been in school.
The government did. The American people let these people do what they did.
The life that mattered most. We miss those details.
Mm-hmm.
The big details. Miss yeah. The moments. Weddings. Birthdays.
Listen to this, Tim.
Oh, I am. One of the things, and you can just keep it rolling. But
I'm going to, yeah.
Yeah, one of the things that you know, had Biden been in there, he would have shut it down worse. He would have tried to shut it down worse from the federal level rather than giving the green light just to the states.
Yeah, and then the states have something called the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights to stop what the federal government does. And what we have today is we have the federal government wagging the dog rather than the other way around.
This virus has kept us apart.
It's the virus, friends. It's the invisible enemy.
Grandchildren.
Look at how they're attacking and assailing the American people at every level through an invisible enemy, an enemy they cannot prove, friends.
But always filled us with joy. Have become things we couldn't do.
Oh.
And just a point here, some people are saying in the chat, they said, we need to go to D.C. and rally. You need to quit that. You need to start dealing on the local and state level. That's where you're going to shut it down. You're not going to shut. You're wasting your time going to D.C. doing that. You need to do it at home. You can nullify any of these unconstitutional laws, but you got to keep the heat on those who are representing you locally.
Good point. Yeah, we can stop it at the state level.
At this very moment,
read the 10th Amendment, friends.
So many of them, our fellow Americans, they're on the front lines of this pandemic trying to save lives. And still, they're forced to live in fear for their lives.
Who's perpetuating the fear more than government in the mainstream media, friends?
Yep.
Consider the source.
Look.
They're the author and the finisher of what's taking place here.
Tell the truth.
Yeah, tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
Treasonous traitor Joe Biden wants to tell you the truth, Americans.
Protecting the American people. No function more.
No shame.
You need to remember the
unabashed
foreign force in a distant capital.
He's a devil just like his daddy.
Oh, no question. I'm embarrassed for him, dude.
For you and I.
I'm ashamed of what the American people are tolerating here. Just think about it, friends. He's such a servant to the people, and he was voted in by the American people that he has to put a fence around the Capitol, and he has to use our military against us, and yet he's supposed to serve we the people. And where are all those people that love him so much? Why would he need the military to defend him from us? Because he's not working for the people, friends.
I asked her, I said, what do you need most? Never forget what she said to me.
Yeah.
She said, looking me in the eyes, she said, I just want the truth.
Yeah.
The
but
truth.
Joe ain't giving you
just
the truth.
Just tell me the
Joe
truth.
Joe ain't giving you the truth.
Think of that.
And these guys go to sleep at night, friends.
Americans, you're owed nothing less than the truth.
We're going to come right back to this, and we're going to continue on just commentating and doing our best to insert what's important to the people to understand as to how this guy is nothing but a major clown in the circus of politics as the strings are being pulled. And hopefully, America, And Americans, you're not drinking this in. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Rod Romine from Michigan. This ministry is continually on the front lines in America. If any of you who hear this are just hearers of the word and not doers, Christ says he will spew us out of his mouth. Let's stand up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and keep this ministry funded. Thanks, Bradley, and your family.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Okay, really quick, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page after you subscribe and join us on the Top Chat social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page there. Go ahead and click onto it, friends. And with that said, join us on the social media platform. My son just sent this over to me just a moment ago. 62% say unvaccinated people shouldn't be able to fly in airplanes. These are the same people that told you that Joe Biden was voted in. Just so you understand that these propaganda outlets are trying to do their best to manipulate you into corralling you in to take the vaccination. Okay? And we all know that from Ben Swan, who caught on to what Yale University was doing months back, where they were actually doing tests and coming up with some sort of curriculum and plan to manipulate people into taking the vaccination that chose not to do so. So you can see where this is going, friends. So when you see something coming from the same mainstream media and their outlets, folks, there's no truth in them. And when I say that, we need to hold the scripture there, John 8:44. There really is no truth in them. And these useful idiots just haven't quite figured out yet that they're a part of the genocidal plan that these said globalists mean to initiate. So let's wake up while we still have the time to do that. Let's go ahead and play that, Judah.
The only way to get our lives back,
listen,
to get our economy back on track, is to beat the virus. You've been hearing me say that for while I was running and the last 50 days I've been president. But this is one of the most complex operations.
Listen to what he is saying, man.
As a nation, and a long
to go back to normal, you're going to have to do it our way.
Every power I have as president of the United States to put us on a war footing to get the job done.
Sounds like hyperbole, but I mean it.
A war footing.
So he's probably another wartime president like Bush, right? Remember how he was a wartime president and they created the war? I'm not being facetious. I'm not being facetious here, friends.
The war isn't on the virus. The war is on the people.
That's right.
To carry it out.
And we can see that clearly.
This country didn't have nearly enough vaccine supply to vaccinate.
I didn't know anybody was asking for them, Tim.
Of the American people.
Well, I got to work for Joe Biden. My life back. I'm not.
We've been working with vaccine manufacturers.
That's right.
Pfizer, Moderna.
He didn't give me my rights. Therefore, I'm not asking him for my rights back. And if Americans would get a hold of that right there, they would understand how obsolete and how these criminals need to be brought to justice. Just that simple. Isaiah 26, verse 9.
Johnson and Johnson.
Listen to him.
Working together with a competitor.
Now he's selling for the big pharma.
To speed up and increase the capacity to manufacture new Johnson and Johnson vaccine, which is one shot.
Yeah, Johnson and Johnson.
Just yesterday,
I do have all that
announced
in the baby powder.
And I met with the CEOs of both companies.
I announced cancer. That's who you want making vaccines.
To buy an additional 100 million doses. Of Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Gosh, it's incredible.
Where did he get the authority to spend the people's money to do that?
We're playing ping pong back and forth with the obvious here, right? He never has.
Just like we saw during World War II. Now, because all the work we've done, we'll have enough vaccine supply for all adults in America.
Listen to this guy.
By the end of May.
You see where they're pushing it now, friends?
That's months ahead of schedule. And we're mobilizing thousands of vaccinators to put the vaccine in one's arm.
Yeah.
Calling active duty military.
You know, doesn't anybody think it's kind of odd with all these global leaders that allegedly took the shot on camera, which we found over and over and over to be fraudulent? Right in plain sight. Isn't it interesting? We haven't seen any side effects or adverse side effects from the vaccinations that they allegedly took. But look at the numbers that we're bringing to you on a daily basis concerning those that have taken the vaccination. How come there's no side effects with these devils? Because they didn't take it.
To set up and support nearly 600 federally supported vaccinations.
Listen to this.
That administers hundreds of thousands of shots per day.
Did you hear what he said? What did he say?
You can drive up to a stadium or a large parking lot.
Your money going
get
to
your
that.
Shot, never leave your car, and drive home in less than an hour. We've been sending vaccines to hundreds of community health centers all across America, located in underserved areas. And we've been deploying, and we will deploy more, mobile vehicles and pop-up clinics.
Listen to what he's saying now.
So those who are least able to get the vaccine are able to get it. We continue to work on making at-home testing available.
Yeah.
And we've been focused on serving people in the hardest hit communities.
Forget about the parliamentary where the guy gets up there and he does a COVID-19 test and he uses Coca-Cola. And it was interesting. It came back positive. And don't forget about the Tanzanian president who mocked the American government for what you're accepting here from these corrupt politicians. Neither, friends. Using motor oil and fruit. And when they sent the tests in, they came back as positive. So keep in mind what's going on here, friends.
Just 14% of Americans over the age of 75, 50,
you know, Bradley,
50 days ago had gotten their first shot.
Today, that number
is well over 70%.
We're going to tell you what you can and can't do in your home, your churches, all this. The people simply say, you're not my daddy, we didn't give you authority to do that, and we're going to do what we're going to do. You can sit there and pontificate
and
all you want.
Fully vaccinated,
the people say, what do we do?
The city will continue to provide
it. You say, no, I'm not doing that.
You do in the workplace, places of worship with your friends, as well as travel.
Well, he's saying you can have it back if you get your vaccination, is what he's saying, friends.
The goal that many of you said was that kind of
way
over the top.
Joni hit on it a little bit today
in her
article on the Moderna guy who said that this mRNA will change your DNA.
Tonight,
Moderna's one who has said,
right
on their site,
that
this does not prevent COVID-19.
because we've actually on track to reach this goal. 100 million shots in arms on my 16th day in office.
You just did an article this morning, Tim. I'm going to keep it running. But you just did an article this morning on something that just struck a nerve with me concerning an individual that worked on the inside. I believe it was Moderna. Am I right in saying that? He's a whistleblower and he's coming
to be vaccinated.
Is that the article you're talking about?
Okay.
Let me say that again.
Can you go ahead and kind of cover that just a little tiny bit while we're listening to this propagandist?
Get a vaccine.
Moderna is the one who, on their own website, says that it is not a vaccine. They call it a medicine.
That doesn't mean everyone's going to have that shot immediately, but it means you're able to get in line and get in May 1.
This guy came on, and he was saying, this was two years ago, I believe, in one of the videos, is linked.
We're going to go from a million shots a day that I promised in December.
This mRNA vaccine will
alter
your DNA.
Beating our current pace of 2 million shots a day.
You know, this is trying to take, this is trying to play God is what it is. They're trying to alter the DNA of people.
At the time when every adult is eligible,
we've got all kinds of people in,
with our partners,
alleged medicine, you know, health services and all this, trying to foo-foo that. They were trying to discredit Dr. Terry Medea on that.
Including a new website that will help you first find the place.
Here's the guys behind it. These are chief,
and the one nearest you.
Medical.
No more searching day and night.
Chief medical officer, I think is what his title was. And he comes in and he says, this stuff will alter DNA.
With the passage of the American Rescue Plan.
You know, take it from the horse's mouth of what's going on. Don't listen to these
pimps who are
trying to sell it. And my
announcement last month of a plan to vaccinate teachers and school.
That's a good way to put it. That's exactly what they are.
Including bus drivers. We can accelerate massive.
And then he says, I want to be back to normal by the 4th of July. Okay, that's good. I'm going to finish the last 2 minutes out here talking to Tim. It's interesting that he wants to basically bring this to a consummation. He wants to make sure everybody in America is vaccinated by the 4th of July. Folks, these people have no shame. I want to just kick this off really quick, and I'll give you the last minute, Tim, and thank you for joining me today. But greater grievances were 11 times more was abuse of representative powers because we all heard that the 4th of July from uneducated Americans was about taxation without representation. No, 11 times more was the abuse of representative powers. That's why our forefathers threw them off. Abuse of military power 7 times more often. That's why our forefathers threw them off. Abuse of judicial powers 4 times more often. That's why our forefathers threw them off. Military power above civilian power. That's why our forefathers threw them off. Generally stirring up domestic insurrection 2 times more. The government was stirring up domestic insurrection. Our forefathers threw them off. So taxation without representation was 17 out of 27. The 4th of July is about independence, friend, from tyranny. And that's exactly why the slogan was, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Romans 12:21. Tim, what say you concerning what's taking place here in the country, and namely under Trader Joe's little propaganda hit piece here?
Well, I think the thing is that we have to continually encourage the people to resist that tyranny, and we can go even farther back than our forefathers here to our biblical forefathers, people like in the Southern Kingdom, when the Northern Kingdom wanted to say, we'll just worship God the way we want to, they said, no, we're not having any of that. We can go to Daniel, who was told, you can't pray to anybody but the king for this many days, and Daniel says, nope, not having any of that, I'm going to the God of Israel. So we can go to Jesus, who resisted the devil, and he had to flee from him by the word of God. So we have to encourage people to do the same.
Amen. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23. Tim, you'll be on at 6 o'clock Eastern time. Check Tim's show out. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.